Almost every kid enjoys chocolate, but do they know where it comes from? Do you? I'm speaking with Liza Blair from the Creative Discovery Museum. This is the third annual chocolate festival at the Creative Discovery Museum, and I bet it makes for a lot of sticky fingers.
Yes, it does, and that's what we want to see happen. We want the kids to really have a full experience of what chocolate is and how chocolate's made. It was really sort of the impetus of why we started the festival in the first place was we're fairly confident that most children have had some experience with chocolate. I don't know how far that experience goes as far as the history of chocolate and how it's actually produced and made. And so what we wanted to do is create an event where there's a lot of fun, there's a lot of opportunities for children to taste different types of chocolate, but also learn about the process behind making chocolate, as it's a very intricate, very labor-intensive work that goes into making chocolate, and really to show kids what that's all about, so to give them some opportunities to sort of experience that process firsthand. So that's what the Chocolate Festival has been able to do for the last couple of years.
You have a cacao tree that they can actually see the tree the chocolate comes from, and it doesn't look like a chocolate tree. It just looks like a regular tree.
It looks like a regular tree. It looks like something that you would find in a subtropic area. The leaves are very specific, kind of more oval, fan-shaped. And I think to see that and then to equate it with, well, this is the origins of chocolate, it's really nice space to give kids that visual aid to help them see. We have some simulated cacao pods that we have made that give them sort of an idea of just the size and the weight of what those pods, how they actually grow off the bark of the tree itself and around the base, a little bit different than the way we would see seeds grow in a tree here in East Tennessee. Then just to really understand kind of the process of how do you extract those seeds from the pods and how do you roast them and the drying and the roasting and the cracking and the wintering and the tempering that chocolate, and eventually you've got to remove the cocoa butter too, depending on what type of chocolate you're working on. And so, I mean, it's a multi-step process, and we try to do that in a way that's fun, so we create these different activities. So for each step, kids get to, you know, work on, pretend that they're drying beans, and of course we use other items to kind of simulate the process. So we may be, for extracting the beans, maybe working out of gourds, and just to get the idea of just the goop that's going to be in the pods. And just when you're cracking the beans, using some mortar and pestles and actually just cracking the shells, giving them different opportunities to work through and kind of do those steps to see what that process is like is a lot of fun. And then, of course, we have chocolate. We have lots of chocolate on hand. We do chocolate tastings in multiple areas of the museum. And then we have chocolate classes in our kitchen. We do 4 chocolate classes and do a different food each hour.
The Chocolate Festival becomes part of just the regular admission to the Creative Discovery Museum, but just on one day. When can we expect this to happen?
It's going to be Saturday, September the 13th from 12 to 4 o'clock. So during that time frame, there's a lot that's going to be taking place. Not only those areas where you can do some hands-on play with making chocolate, but also we have a cooking class. It's going to be focused on a chocolate-based item. That will happen every hour. So everything from making truffles to making chocolate-decorated roses to chocolate chip cookies to chocolate mousse. We will also have the chocolate tastings in the museum. So we'll have different types of chocolate for kids and adults to sample, to see our cocoa tree. And this year we're doing something new. We're doing a chocolate cream pie eating test. I don't want to really say contest because they're not really judging who's going to clean the pie faster, but it's really just an opportunity for some messy fun. Now, this is something that we have invited some local celebrities to take part in. So our executive director, Henry Schulson, is going to be one of the participants, as well as Bill Race and David Carnes, 2 local meteorologists, will be the ones that will be hands behind the back, full face into pie. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So that'll take place at 2 o'clock.
I've actually done that, and I think everyone should put it on their bucket list because the moment you know you've got to smash your face into that pie, it is a very defining moment. Can you really do it?
I think that's it. Can you really do it? And I think that's something that I may even do it too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and just to be able to do it. And we're talking a couple of minutes of really just some full-on chocolate chocolate fun. And we have one of our staff members going to be making the pie. So it's a very family-oriented.
Do you need reservations for any of this?
No, you don't need any reservations. Just come. The kitchen classes do fill up rather quickly. So if that is something that you're interested in doing, may want to just be at the kitchen a little bit earlier before that class starts. But everything else is just really come in and explore and have some fun.
The third annual Chocolate Festival at the Creative Discovery Museum is Saturday, September 13th from noon to 4. More information can be found online at cdmfun.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.